This is Senator Bob Dole. We just might get a good arms control agreement if Senate liberals stop giving away all of our bargaining chips. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I know you hate to admit it, but the president's strategy for dealing with the Soviets is working. Deal from strength, deal in good faith, and tell Gorbachev, put up or shut up. And as a result, we may be nearing a good arms control agreement, the first one in history that would actually reduce the numbers of nuclear weapons and eliminate whole categories of weapons. But we're not going to get an agreement if you liberals give the Soviets what they want before the bargaining in Geneva even starts. If you give them what they want on SDI, if you give them what they want on the ABM treaty, Ted Gorbachev is already a tough bargainer. Quit making his hand even stronger by tearing down our president and giving away all of our bargaining chips.
Bob, after more than 6 years in office, the Reagan administration finally seems to be trying to reform its reputation as the most anti-arms control administration since the nuclear age began. You've been part of the problem, Bob, because the anti-arms control hue and cry constantly raised by the right wing has given aid and comfort to the administration's reluctance to negotiate. Earlier this year, another promising opportunity was lost. Under far-right pressure, the president backed out of a commitment to support ratification by Congress of two long-pending agreements to limit underground nuclear tests. Fortunately for the future of the planet, it appears that the administration at last is having second thoughts about its die-hard resistance. An agreement to reduce missiles in Europe is in the wind. So call off your dogs, Bob. The last thing the current negotiations need is an ambush by right-wingers in the Senate. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on whether he cares more about civil rights or the right wing. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.